In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. The whole world is in thine power, O Lord, King Almighty. There is no man that can gainsay thee. Thou hast made heaven and the earth and all the wondrous things under the sun, under the heavens. Thou art the Lord of all. Blessed are the undefiled in thy way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Amen. As it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. And on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takes away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high, glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
And let us pray. O Lord, we beseech thee to keep thy household, thy church, in continual godliness, that through thy protection it may be free from all adversities and devoutly given to serve you in all good works. To the glory of your name, we pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Amen. This morning's confessional reading from Luther's small catechism, the Sacrament of Holy Baptism. As the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household. The significance of baptizing with water. What does baptizing with water signify? It signifies that the old Adam in us should, by daily contrition and repentance, be drowned and die with all sins and evil lusts, and again, a new man daily come forth and arise, who shall live before God in righteousness and purity forever. And where is this written? St. Paul writes in Romans chapter 6, we are buried with Christ by baptism into death, that, like as he was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. So far, the confessional reading. This morning's Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 65, verses 17 through 19. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered, nor come into mind. But be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem and the joy in my people. And the voice of the weeping shall no more be heard in her, and nor shall the voice of crying. So far, the Old Testament lesson. This morning's epistle, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. But of the time and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then suddenly destruction shall come upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. You are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Wherefore, let us not sleep as do others do, but let us watch and be sober, that they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, whether that we are awake or asleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort ye yourself together, and edify one another, even as also you do. So far the epistle lesson. And please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 to 13. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And five of them were wise, and five were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps, but didn't take any wine or oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And then at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out and meet him." And then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps have gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourself." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I don't know you. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall come." So far the gospel. Praise be to thee, O Christ. We confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, God of God, light of light, God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men are missed, came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our next hymn, 352. Please be seated.
Oh,
Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon theme this morning is the church ready for Christ? And it's based upon our gospel reading, Matthew 25. And I would like to read one verse from that chapter. And while they went away to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready, well, they went with him into the marriage. And then the door was shut. So far, please be seated. Today is a very important day on the church calendar. It's the last Sunday of the church year. This last Sunday of the church year, at the same time, reminds us that there will come a last day for the entire world, the day when our Lord will return for the final judgment. This is indeed a sobering thought, because it indicates that some people will find the door to eternal life closed, never to be opened again. In this morning's sermon theme, it is so true, and that is the church ready for Christ? And the emphasis is on the word church. We are not at this moment talking about unbelievers, no. This is a question for the church. Is the church really ready for the coming of Christ? Is the community of believers, that's us, are we ready for the coming of Christ? A part of the church's preparation is sharing the message of the gospel. The opportunity for the church is now, not tomorrow, because there might not be a tomorrow, but the opportunity for the church is now. On the last day when Christ returns with his holy angels, it will be too late. It will be too late to proclaim the message of the gospel. There will be no time, no opportunity to speak to anyone about the forgiveness that Christ offers to us freely. There will be no opportunity to say, "Father, forgive me. God, be merciful unto me, the sinner." There will not be time to confess that. There will only be the appearance of Christ, returning not as a Savior, but returning as a judge. And this is why the question, is the church ready for Jesus Christ, so important. Is my mic on? Can you hear me? But to be more specific, are we gathered here this morning, are we ready for Christ to return? You see the virgins in this morning's parable. They had all the outward appearances of being ready. They belong to the group waiting for Christ, waiting for the bridegroom. And this is why we are not talking about unbelievers. We are talking about believers. Someone who does not know Christ is certainly not waiting for his return. The church is. The 10 virgins represent all the people, if you will, who busy themselves with the church. They have Bibles under their arms, Sunday school lessons in their hands. They have crosses either on their lapel or around their neck. The question that we must ask ourselves is this: are these only outward marks, or are they actually evidences of our faith, our trust in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior? This morning's story tells us that while the bridegroom delayed, the 10 virgins slept. And then at the most unexpected moment, the bridegroom was coming, and all 10 woke up and began to trim their lamps. At the most unexpected time, Scripture tells us that Christ is going to return. Will there be a jumping up? A grabbing of our Bible? Turning to Psalm 23 because, well, most of us know Psalm 23 and we can find 23. We must ask such questions in order to be alert to our responsibility to Jesus Christ when he comes for the last time. But notice, with all the outward marks, with the lamps in their hands, the five of the virgins were not ready. Their lamps were empty. The oil was not there. And I believe that the oil is representative of faith. So they asked the others to share their oil. Well, we can't share a faith. It's an individual, personal thing. But they said, no, we only have enough for ourselves. And they suggested to go buy some. Not that you can buy salvation, that's not the point. But go to those who sell. And then while they went to buy some, the bridegroom came and the door was shut. The door was shut. And this door is shut by God himself. The lesson for us is that Christ is coming. The closing words of the entire New Testament indicate this plea for the church. Because the closing words of the New Testament is, even so, come Lord Jesus. This morning's gospel speaks about Judgment Day. And on that day, we will never have another opportunity to tell someone about Christ. When the last soul says, I believe in Jesus Christ, when the last soul is elected in Christ is counted, then the coming will happen. And then there will never be another church service as we know it today. Holy Communion will not be celebrated, that is, the assurance of forgiveness, because we will have the assurance of forgiveness because we're in heaven. The sacrament of Holy Baptism will never again be needed. Now is the time for us to share faith with those that perhaps are outside of the faith. God is giving us the time. He has not told us when the end is coming, but he has given certain definite signs in the Scriptures that have already taken place. This is the moment that you and I should prepare for the coming of Jesus Christ. The account Christ gives in the Scriptures indicates that there will be those who are ready and there will be those who are not ready. We have the opportunity now to continue in the word of truth and life, which makes us wise unto salvation through faith in Jesus Christ, makes us wise unto salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. What Christ has done for us means our salvation. What Christ has done for us makes us his own. This Christ, who gave everything, who has redeemed us, is coming. We don't know when, but he is coming. Therefore, we with all believers, we say, even so, come Lord Jesus. Because all of us here this morning, we are ready. May God keep us in this saving faith to the very end. Amen. Amen. And now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life. Amen. Thank you. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free Spirit. But I'm sure there's personal prayers that we would like to extend to the throne of God. Let's take a moment for that. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Also, I'd like to extend a prayer to Cal Tuber. I think most of us know Cal. He's not doing very well. He's been in the hospital now for a few days, and it's just not getting better. Let's keep him in our prayers. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning on behalf of Cal. We realize the seriousness, or maybe we don't realize the seriousness of his condition. But we do know that you know exactly what's going on with Cal. And we pray that if it is your will, that you restore him back to health. But above everything else, keep him in the one true faith. That's what really matters, because it is through that one true faith in Jesus Christ that we will live eternally with you in the joys of heaven. Also, on behalf of his wife, Deb, give her the strength to go through this. She's not even allowed to see him. She has not seen him now for about a week, I guess. She just gets reports from the doctors, and those reports, they're not good. But we know that your grace is there, and that's all that is sufficient for every one of us. So we turn Cal over to your care, Father, along with his wife, Deb, the entire family, and give them the assurance that you are with him at all times, and that there is nothing to worry about as far as Cal's salvation is concerned, because Christ himself has taken care of that. We approach your throne in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their soul, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament under damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. Please rise for the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost art one God and one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity and substance of majesty co-equal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Holy, 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 Lord God of
Sabaoth. Heaven and earth are full of thy glory.
Hosanna.
Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna. Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he'd given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Savior Jesus Christ, give me that today, your forgiveness, your sins. Take your meat. It's the true body. Savior Jesus Christ,
shed
for the remission of your sins. Take it. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ,
shed
for the remission of your sins. Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins.
body, blood, strength, and preserve you. Keep you in the one true faith for the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Depart in peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
strength is of the true blood of Christ.
Upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you.